to another episode of Developer Diaries, the show where we get into the hearts and minds of the developers building the applications that you love. And today, joining me is Azar Salahuddin, and he comes from Aspect Software based out of St. Louis. And we're going to be talking about some of his newer applications like Scripps, Ducks Unlimited, Gallup Polls. But before we get to that, we're going to get to know Azar. So, Azar, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How was your flight in?
Excellent.
Good to hear. Now, we know that you have a really, really awesome history building applications for Windows Phone, for Windows 8, for all sorts of platforms. But before we get to all that, let's sort of talk about how you became interested in technology. Was it something from early on? Have you always been passionate about software and computers?
Yes. Before even I went to college, I knew what I wanted to do.
So did you major in computer science at college?
Yes, I did.
And which school was that?
I went to Indiana State.
So you knew, maybe as young as high school, that this was going to be your career. This was your passion.
Oh, absolutely. I was always tinkering with stuff.
So when you say tinkering, this always fascinates me. So what sort of things? Like, were you writing little applications and scripts early on, and you're on your Commodore? Let's talk about the first things you tinkered with.
It all started with breaking things at home,
okay,
taking things apart.
Like what?
Like, you know, TVs and radios, whatever.
Oh, wow, hardware tinkering.
Yeah, I was a tinker. I was just interested in technology, period.
Great.
So then,
parents,
you know,
must have loved that.
No, they did not. And then before I graduated from high school, I got interested in a programming course.
That was offered at your high school?
Yeah.
Great.
So then I started looking deeper and deeper into that, and next thing I knew, I said I wanted to go to school for
computer science.
So
what were you programming on back? Not that it was that long ago, but a few years ago.
It was a variation of basic language.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're getting in at the ground floor, essentially.
Yep. And, you know, since then, it's always been on a Microsoft platform.
Really?
It's amazing. Yeah.
So you started with BASIC, and then you moved to go to computer science degree in college. What kind of things did you focus on there?
Oh, it was more on the business side of things.
Okay.
I did not go into the computer hardware per se, but more into the software development for businesses. So a lot of the languages we focused on were, you know, Fortran and COBOL, and, you know, as Pascal is like a training language. Everybody has to learn that,
right?
At least back in the 80s.
Sure.
So those are the type of things that we learned. And then obviously before I graduated, assembly, C++. Oh, actually, C++ didn't exist. It was C back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you said you've always worked and developed for Microsoft platforms. Now, have you ever considered developing for iOS or Android or anything like that?
I did get the opportunity several times, and our company actually does do that.
Aspect Software, where you are now.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
But there are other people, like my counterparts, who have their own strengths.
Gotcha.
So, but I have my hands in those once in a while.
Okay.
But
your focus and your strength or your expertise is really on the Microsoft platforms.
That's correct.
So let's talk about some of your early applications that you started developing, maybe even prior to Aspect Software.
Oh, well, after college, I got recruited into a company that did email management software.
Okay.
And this was back in the DOS days. So we did email monitoring and real-time management of email for a company back then was called CC Mail.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever, anybody, people who are watching may be familiar with it, but
sure,
this was back in the old days. And after that, I ended up coming to or going to St. Louis, Missouri, and started working for a biotech company, a very popular biotech company that does genetically modified foods like corn and soybeans and things like that. So we were writing software for gene sequencing. And,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it was,
and this was all on Windows?
This was all on the Windows platform.
Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Has that company still around?
Yeah, oh yeah. Very green.
Good. We love that.
Yes.
So what is it about the Microsoft platform and Windows platform, Windows Phone platform, that you prefer to other platforms?
Oh, it's so geared towards the developer.
Mm-hmm.
The tools, it's just, I guess when you've been working with a certain platform and development tools, it's just every time something new comes out, you're kind of following, but at the same time, you don't have to learn it from scratch.
Right.
So, like you said, have you done anything with other platforms like iOS and Android? And, you know, I have, but then it's like a, you know, you have to shift your mind completely.
Right.
So it's a constant learning, obviously, but you're not starting from scratch every time. And so that's why you know, I've always liked working on Microsoft platforms, because it's intuitive. The tools have, you know, grown, mm-hmm. but they haven't completely changed.
Sure, so I'm assuming you used Visual Studio.
Yeah, you know, it was Visual Studio before, and it was something else before, it was something else before. So it's always been the same look and feel as far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Great. And now, what about the experience of developing an app for, say, Windows Phone, and then bringing it over to Windows 8, or vice versa? What would you say are some of the easy things about that, and then some of the more difficult things about that?
I'll start with the difficult things.
Okay.
One of the things that we realized early on was that Windows 8 and Windows Phone, it's all about design first.
The Windows design language.
Yeah. Yes. So, looking back, if you just take the world's greatest developer and say, okay, here, write a Windows 8 or Windows Phone application, they might do a great job,
but the
UI will be horrible.
Sure.
So it's all about design, and we are very fortunate that we have a whole design agency within our company that actually helps us design these applications before we even start doing any coding.
Yeah, it's so important.
Oh yeah.
We used to have a conference called the Mix Conference, which is all about designers and developers coming together, and I wish they would relaunch that again, because it's so at the forefront, especially on Windows platforms today.
Absolutely. So we are very fortunate. We have our whole floor is basically a bunch of developers and designers. We work together hand in hand on a daily basis.
Great. And then what were some of the easy things about porting an app?
The interesting thing is that the platform itself allows you to port code across different platforms like phone or tablet. Because of portable class libraries, and we try to adhere to the MVVM patterns as much as possible, but there's a lot of code reuse.
Yeah, okay.
That allows you to do that.
Because you guys had an app ready to go in the Windows Store at GA for Windows 8, right?
Yes, we did.
So let's talk about that app. What was it called?
It was the Winchester Ballistics Calculator.
Okay, and so what were some of the, was it nerve-wracking, or was, you know, developing for something that is brand new? Or did you sort of feel like, hey, I'm used to Windows, this is an old friend and I reuniting?
The good thing was that app started off with the old-fashioned Surface 1.0 tables, mm-hmm. which is now PixelSense.
Sure, yeah.
Then it became a rich web app. Then we developed a Windows tablet version of that, and mm-hmm. then we did the phone version. And throughout that process, we knew so much about the app, and all the back-end services were already developed. So writing the front end was a lot easier.
Great, and getting your app into the Windows Store, easy
that
process?
That was a little challenge, because you know, we started off with consumer preview. We were writing with developer preview, pre-release software. There was a lot of refreshes.
Yeah.
And some breaking changes, but, you know, with the help of the DPE guys, it's just been amazing.
Oh, good. Good. That makes me happy to hear. Yeah. So now that the Windows Store is up and running, Windows 8 is up and running, is it easier to get your apps in the store now? Has the process sort of been, the kinks worked out?
The first one we did, we learned a few things.
Yeah.
You know, getting your developer accounts on
yes.
time. That's
yeah.
something we always encourage all our clients, like, hey, get your developer account set up. Sometimes that can take a while.
Yeah.
So that was something we learned. We also learned a lot about the AFT process, where mm-hmm. you know, Microsoft will review your design. And you know, we failed many, many times.
Yeah,
and
you
then,
gotta reach that mid-bar.
Yeah, almost, did they tell you ahead of time, almost every app will fail as far as design goes. However, we are very proud, one of our apps actually passed for the very first time.
Which was that?
That application was for Nuance.
Nuance.
Yes, it's called Dragon Notes. It's a voice recognition technology that allows you to talk and speech to text.
Sweet.
So that was one of our.
So how many apps do you guys have out there in the Windows Store?
At this point in time, as far as design and development together, and or probably close to 40.
Yeah. Wow, that's well, it's awesome. Thank you for supporting the Windows Store. Let's talk about two of your more or better known apps, Scripps and Ducks Unlimited. So we'll start with Scripps. So let's explain what the Scripps app is for those of you who still don't know.
So Scripps app is a classic white label application where we take one code base and then we rebrand it X number of times. So we have one project in studio, and we have a small database of all the resources and assets and whatever have you, logos and brands, and news feeds also. So, and then we run this great tool called the Application Factory that our friends at DPE helped us with.
Okay.
And we run it through this thing, and it will generate, you know, right now, the 13 different application packages.
And those are localized based on geography?
Yeah, these are TV stations for different regions, yes.
Great, that's awesome. And that's up and running now on the Windows 8, and is it also on Windows Phone?
No.
Okay.
Windows Phone, we have not done that yet. So for the tablet version, we have 13 TV stations app, and very soon as I get back, we will be pushing up 13 more newspaper applications based on the same code base, yes.
Wow, and are these relatively popular in the store?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we've actually added some additional process where after five times a person fires up the application, it prompts them to review the application.
So if I were to download and install the Scripps application for me here in Seattle, assuming you have a Seattle version, what would I get? Would it be just local news and videos to me?
That is basically exactly what you said. Local, it's just like a TV station.
And okay.
Basically you will see the name of the TV station and the channel. And all the news feeds are coming from there. And you can actually go to their actual website and see all the same news feeds, except for this is a lot easier way of consuming that information.
Cool. Well, let's talk about Ducks Unlimited, because I know people initially want to think it's like the little gun game with the dog that pops his head up and you shoot the discs, but that's not what it is. What is Ducks Unlimited?
It is really a tool for enthusiasts who like hunting
and
ducks.
Outdoorsmen.
Yes.
Okay. So what? But don't get all upset now. It does a lot of other things too, doesn't it? Track migration, and you talked about duck sounds for sort of enthusiasts.
Right. So there's a section where people can sight ducks.
Right.
And they can actually upload a sighting report based on their location. So you can see all the sightings, and you can see them on a map, and comments from people.
Really?
Then there's another section where you can look at all
so
the
sort
different...
sort of like crowdsourcing?
Pretty much. And then you all can see all these different types of waterfowl based on, you know, the type they are. And there's, you can look at their sounds, their pictures.
So if I wanted to learn more about what ducks may be in my backyard, would this also be beneficial to me?
Absolutely. You'd be amazed all the different types of sounds these things make. I thought, you know, this one... typical sound, but no, there's a
quack,
lot.
Quack, quack, right?
Yeah. So there's a lot of different sounds.
So what was the motivation here? Because we spoke earlier, and you're not a hunter, but there was someone, I think you said, that sort of wanted this app to be made?
Yeah, my boss, like I said, he's a big enthusiast. He's a big hunter, outdoors guy. And when this was offered to us, he really wanted to jump on this one.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a whole lot of time, but we did some, you know, extra work. And
it's amazing to me that your applications seem to span such a really great different features and different technologies. Like, they're not just all newsreader apps. I mean, you run the gamut here in terms of what you guys can do as developers.
Right, right, right. I should say thank you to the DPE channel.
Yeah. For training you?
And also allowing us and introducing us to the clients.
Great. Well, as we sort of wrap up here, I wanted to get your thoughts for people who are considering developing on Windows platform, Microsoft platforms, maybe people who don't think they can. What would you say to developers out there who haven't yet tried developing for our platform? How would you sort of convince them to give it a go?
First of all, it's easy for me to say because I've been working on the Microsoft platforms such a long time, But I truly believe it's so much more easier to develop for tablet and phone simultaneously. The tools that are provided, the information out there, it's endless.
Where do you get your information? Like you said, it's constantly a learning process. How do you keep ahead of the game?
MSDN.
Really? So it's all sort of just go on our public websites and self-taught.
Right.
I know that you did attend, was it a training called The Ranger or something?
Oh, yeah. I've attended a couple of those. One for
the phone.
So talk
about that. What is that exactly?
It's basically a developer, how do I describe it? It's several days of deep developer information about these platforms, basically. So we sit down, we write code. There's a hackathon involved.
There's always a hackathon.
Yeah.
And you were at Build.
I was, yes.
Did you participate in the hackathon at
no,
Build?
No, I did not. I did not get a chance.
Oh, okay. But would you suggest it to your fellow developers out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Or
absolutely.
Even attending Build itself. There's such great information.
Oh, it is. It was great this year.
So there's so you can get the information from going to these conferences, going to these seminars or classes online, but or just do it like Azar does it and just hit up MSDN, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on all your success, and I can't thank you enough for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.